Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Thank you for joining me today. It is just before Christmas. It's December 20th. It's been a struggle this week. I'm not sure if it's anything like that for anyone else. It's just been a week of trying to clean and purge and make up for lost time caught in the whirlwind of COVID and isolation. I honestly thought I would do better, but this week, finally purging, clearing out cupboards, clearing out closets, and with that comes the purge of these crazy emotions that seem to be deep down within. I'm not sure if you've ever had that before, when you're cleaning out closets and you come across old pictures or old cards and old documents. Well, I certainly keep all my pictures. Now, cards certainly is nice to read, but are they necessary? I read, I laugh, I cry, I'll share them with family, but I may throw them out. But in this time of all of this, I've really found that sense of if it's not worthy of using, don't keep it. If it doesn't bring you a sense of joy, then get rid of it. If it serves no purpose, be done with it and move it on, or share it with someone else, or sell it, even in this day and age of selling things online. But really, in all of it, I have really felt a sense of grief and a sense of heaviness. This year for me, I've done great things. I've had a great time. I've started this podcast, but in all of it, I think there was a sense of a heaviness that has just been welling and building. To be truthful, I haven't been putting God first. And I really feel, for me, it shows in my day-to-day, and that not giving it over to Him every day, yes, I have my quiet time in the morning, but, you know, have I handed that over to God? Have I given that to God? Have I given my business to God? Do I give this podcast to God? Do I give my family to God? Do I worry about finances, or do I just give it over to God? It's a real hard thing to do, right? That whole sense of being strong and being independent and being an entrepreneur in this day and age is all about being in control. And having a relationship with God is not you being in control, but letting Him be in control. I have really felt that I have been disconnected, a real sense of disconnection, many levels to that, because just trying to be part of family and not being able to go to church and spending more time at home has felt a connection, a disconnect from my prayer partners or my life groups. And I hope that you have been able to keep connected through Zoom, which I was. Then it became too much and put my, you know, had to keep good boundaries. So, but now in this new year, COVID is not going away. Isolation's not going away. So we all need to step up and really make sure that we are connected to our community, connected to our friends, and especially connected to our families. So this disconnect, I really feel many, many people are disconnected from Holy Spirit, or from their spirit, from Holy Spirit, however they may see that. It's that sense of not feeling assured and not feeling footed or not feeling grounded, that we are really in a sort of survival mode, flitting about, not feeling firm, and not putting God first. I'm not sure if you resonate with this. If you do, like, comment or send me a message or DM me on Instagram or something like that, because I would love to be able to discuss it with you. In prayer this morning, Holy Spirit reminded me of a couple of things. You know that, of course, I'm disconnected. That was a hard one. And that I've not been putting Him first, which was obvious to me. But two other things, and he's so gentle and he's so kind, that in that I'm not doing, putting him first. Some things have been, you know, stripped away or taken away, and not bad things, but it was really evident when these two things happened. So it's that, taking away and disconnect of things, and that I feel, maybe you do too, I really feel that it was me holding back all the greatness and all the great things I was meant to do this year by not handing it over. he's so funny. So two words that he gave me a couple of years ago and really hit home this morning were Sela and Henini. They're beautiful words. They're both Hebrew. And it is two incredible words. Selah was usually found in Psalms, in all the songs, right? And it's usually that at the end of a sentence or the end of a riff, there would be Selah. That is to pause and reflect. And I think that's like a lot of us. We really, even though we were stuck at home and we were resting and doing whatever and still in our pajamas all day, we weren't really pausing. We weren't really true resting. We weren't reflecting upon things. We weren't giving thanks to the things and the situations in our lives. We weren't praising and praising all this goodness, our health, our family, giving praise to a job, giving praise to having food and clothes, right? And Hanini, which is so beautiful. I just love that word. But Hanini is when, like, Jacob and Abraham all answered the call of God in their lives. He woke them out of a deep sleep and said, Jacob or Abraham, where are you? Wake up. And he said, Hanini, God, Hanini. And it's at these points where they said, here I am. Here I am, God. What would you like? What do you want me to do? And they are answering the call of God upon their lives. And for this word for me, it's here I am. It's about being present in the moment, and being present for all that He wants for my life, right? And it's answering the call, purpose, passion, and mission in all of our lives. It's difficult. Have you ever said that? Have you ever really just said, yeah, okay, I guess I'm in. I'm all in. I want to go all in. I want to know that I'm leaving someone else in control, and I'm letting this, you know, be part of my life. I'm letting you so that I can step aside, let pride step aside, and be prepared for all the great things that have happened or that will happen, or that open my eyes to see the great things that have happened this year. You know, it's super hard to hand this all over. Hand my life, hand my career, hand my family, hand my dreams. But it's this stress, it's this burden, it's this yoke that I can't handle anymore. And I just need to go, okay, I need to be present in the moment. I need to put God first every morning. I need to pause and reflect and to breathe and to honor the temple that He has given me, the health that He has given me, the family that He has given me, my children, my career, and, you know, the passion, my intercession teams, the people in my community. I need to hand them over to God so God can have His will upon their lives as well. I am tired. I need rest. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm tired of trying so hard, all for naught. So I'm pausing. I am reflecting. I am saying Sila and Hanini. You know, I've heard these words before. I'm sure you have as well. And He is so good. He has such a funny sense of humor. But I thank Him for that gentle nudge this morning. I need to put Him first. I need to stand up and be prepared for what is expected of me, and to prepare myself for all He has in store for my life, my family, and my career, and all that He has in store for you as well. I really look forward to bringing you everything that he pours upon my heart, everything that he has created me for. And I thank you so much. I really pray for each of you today listening to this, that he is working in your heart as well, that you are also taking time to pause and reflect, and then to answer the call upon your life. Really dig in deep. I would love to talk. If you need someone to talk with or pray with, please message me. Have a glorious day today and be blessed in this Christmas season. God bless each of you. Hey girl, are you feeling out of control? Are you lost in a sea of brain fog? Do you have nothing left for the bedroom at the end of the day? Are you riding the hormone roller coaster to Crazy Town? Sister, I know you're tired. Managing your hormones day to day, month to month, I mean period health, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, sore, lumpy breasts. Never mind the brain fog, what about water retention? Or is your hair growing where? I know, you can relate. I mean, right now, you know what I'm talking about. I'm Dana, and I'm here to help you transform. I believe that when we work on your hormone health through nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, you will have a health and hormone transformation. I invite you to join me here and other women just like you for the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Ladies, join me for my Breakthrough Belly Bloat Boot Camp on January the 6th, starting at 6:30 live on my Facebook page, Wise Divine Woman. We're going to talk about what aches your belly. Why can't you bend over and tie up your shoes? Why is it after this meal or that glass of wine or that cup of juice or that smoothie that I continually have this hard gut feeling? It is relentless, and I cannot figure out what's causing it. Well, I hope to debloat some of those bad habits that you've created for yourself. I want to talk about foods you can avoid, release the gas perhaps, and come up with some great new naturally stomach smoothing recipes just for you. Join me live on Facebook, January the 6th at 6:30. Hey sister, are you fed up with feeling out of control? Are you lost in a sea of brain fog? You have nothing left for the bedroom at the end of the day? Are you riding that hormone roller coaster to Crazy Town? Sister, I know you are tired of managing your hormone health month to month. I mean, heavy period, low period, no period, spotty periods, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, brain fog, lumpy, tender breasts, water retention, and hair, who knows where it's growing now. I know you can relate, can't you? I mean, right now, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm Dana, and I'm here to help you transform. I believe that when we work on your hormone health through nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, you will have a hormone and health transformation. I invite you to join me and other women just like you in a 12-week completely immersive program called the Wise Divine Woman Hormone Transformation. This 12-week live coaching program was created to meet you personally while you are facing these very emotional challenges in your life right now. Inside this program, we're going to go through some very specific solutions that are going to help you with learning to eat for hormone health, change self-sabotaging mindset, correcting hormone imbalances, recharging your libido to light up your bedroom, and everything in between. In addition to these great solutions, I'm going to help you understand thermography as a proactive tool, your breast health through my exclusive Touch Your Tatas program, and how to integrate your healthcare team, and so much more. If you are ready to feel your best again and reclaim your hormones, restore vitality, and regain your confidence in your health, then this is the program for you. Well,
I bet you're wondering what is actually the 12-week masterclass involved? Well, we're going to look at what triggers your hormones, how to reset your hormones. We're going to learn better eating habits. We're going to break through. We're going to build you up with confidence. And we're going to incorporate this through meal plans and grocery lists, instructional videos, daily insightful worksheets, weekly coaching, and educational videos about our weekly topics. And we're also going to have this really great, unique space with incredible soul sisters in our private Facebook page where we can support each other and learn from each other and gain insight and encouragement. And, you know, our weekly topics are about eating habits. Sugar, it is the enemy. Your gut health and how important that is to your hormones, how stress can impact not only your life, but your body and your hormones, thyroid health, what causes imbalances, how to build your immune system and how that affects your hormone health, adrenal, weight loss, exercise, self-care, healthy mindsets. Oh my gosh, there's so much in this program, 12 weeks intensive. It is a big course. It's an intensive course. It's 12 weeks. You know, this is something that I've been working on for all of this year. And the price everyone wants me to charge is $497 for this 12-week intensive. But because it's a new year, we've gone through so much, we've struggled through so many things, I'm offering it until January the 11th for $297. And with that, you get private coaching. You get exclusive access to me 24/7 through Vox. And I'm really so excited that I'm pouring my heart and soul into this to be there for you, the wise divine woman that you are meant to be. So, hope you enjoy me on January the 6th for my Belly Bloat Breakthrough Boot Camp, where we're going to talk about, know, what causes the stomach to bloat, what habits you can incorporate into your daily regime to help break through that uncomfortable situation that happens when who knows what you eat, what time what you eat, when you drink, what smoothie you're drinking. This is a relentless problem that many, many people have. So let's get together on January the 6th at 6:30 on my Wise Divine Woman Facebook page. And we're going to get to the bottom of your bloating naturally, give you some stomach soothing recipes and wisdom into helping you de-bloat your belly. I hope you can join me. Thank you for being part of this mission. Thank you for being part of what drives me into just wanting to be part of women's life and giving them hope and assurance of who that they can become.